Hello and welcome to the An Inspired Life podcast. This is the home of spiritual and also really raw human conversation that inspire us to stop talking about spirituality and actually live our divine truth. My name is Kiara O'Leary. I'm a divine change agent, a devoted stand for the undiluted divine power within each of us, and your host. Every week I speak to an inspiring thought leader from around the world in an unscripted, we have no idea where it's going, totally intuitively guided conversation to bring you practical tips that you can apply immediately to create powerful shifts in your life. Each episode is also a potent transmission that will raise your vibration simply by listening. And I am so excited because this week we are doing something different. My community, you awesome people who are listening, have asked for me to do more podcast interviews by myself, for me to share what I'm learning at the moment in my life. And so that is what we're going to talk about today. Some of the questions I'm going to cover today are how I moved from being a spiritual seeker to a there is nothing to seek spiritual warrior. And how do I deal with the experience and feeling of being lonely? And where do I feel that it comes from? When you have friends and family, but you still feel alone. This episode is all about the distinction that has made the biggest difference in my life over the last few months. And honestly, I've moved from having to do so much inner work that I couldn't serve my community in the way that I wanted to. I wasn't taking on new clients. I was just being with myself and processing my own stuff, to having traveled around like Europe, and I'm in Bali right now, which you may hear like water fountains and stuff. Excuse me, this was the best place that I could get to record. And in a month I go to California. My life has skyrocketed. And it has done so because of this distinction that I am going to share with you today. So I look forward to sharing it all with you. And it starts in Athens. I was in Athens a bit over a month ago, maybe 2 months ago. Okay, so it doesn't start there because it did start earlier. But I was in Athens and I had found out a few days earlier that my former partner was in a new relationship. And initially, I could feel the hurt inside of me, and I thought that I let myself feel that for about half a day. This man that I thought I was going to marry had moved on so quickly, and I thought that I felt it all in half a day. And I had my mum say, "Honey, he's not worth it. Just move on. Don't worry about hurting. Just move on." And so I thought maybe I could, and I woke up the next day, and my heart was so sore, and it was so sore for about a week. And I was in Mykonos initially, and then in Athens when I really, really got it. I had a session with my mentor, Jennifer Hansen, and I said to her, I feel so needy. I feel like I want someone else to make me feel better right now. Like I could tell I wanted like food or a man or friends, and I was alone in Athens, someone, something to fill me back up. And I was sitting there on the bed in my Airbnb, bawling my eyes out, and then suddenly the tears just dried up, and I realized, I had this distinction drop in, that this pain in my heart and this neediness that I was feeling was not anything that I had to fix. There was nothing wrong in that moment. And my only job was to feel what I was feeling. And that was huge for me, huge, because I'd gotten it, I'd heard it before. I'd also heard a lot of stuff that said, just find the limiting belief or just move through your fear. But my biggest fear was feeling that, and feeling that I wasn't good enough, I wasn't compassionate enough, I wasn't love enough, I wasn't divine enough if I felt anything other than pure joy and bliss and love inside of my heart. And that fear is actually what disconnected me from the divine even more than embracing those emotions, because these emotions that come up, that hurt is the flip side of love. And that hurt has a message for me too. That hurt loves me too. And I noticed that as I allowed myself to feel whatever I felt over the next few days, when I went to the depths of what if I never stopped crying? What if I felt this bad for the rest of my life? What if? And when I started to accept that even then, it would be exactly what the divine wanted to experience through me, what my divine self, because I am the divine, wanted to experience through me, then I would have these moments of being in such raw pain. And then I'd suddenly stop crying and I'd have this download of incredible wisdom on the other side, or this joy coursing through my veins. And then I'd start crying again and I'd let that come too. And then I would start laughing and I'd just let it all move through me the same way that a child, when they fall over and feel pain, they let themselves cry and then they just get up and go ahead and laugh again. They don't make the crying wrong. They don't make that pain in their heart wrong. But we do. As humans, we do. And the reason that I knew that this is what I needed to talk about today is because I woke up this morning and despite all of what I've embodied and consciously understood about this in the last few months, I woke up this morning afraid that I was going to feel a sore heart. Like I could feel that my fear of feeling something other than joy and bliss in my heart while I'm on holidays in Bali was actually what was causing this constricted feeling inside of my heart. It was already causing me pain, just the fear of the pain. Because my ego has a list of things that it would like to get done today and a way that it assumes that I should look while on holidays in tropical paradise. But my ego is not the boss and it does not know what is best for me. And that hurt or fear or pain or whatever it is that comes up each morning, as it so often does for me in the morning, something comes up for me to feel. That is a gift of love too. Your pain, your fear, your hurt, whatever it is that comes up, whether it is love and joy and laughter, or it is love masked as shadow work coming up to be revealed as love, all of it is a gift to further your awakening. And since I've had this realization that my neediness in that moment was not a problem. And even if I chose to fill that neediness with something else, it's not a problem. The expansion for me was in feeling that neediness and doing nothing about it. Just putting my hands on my heart and allowing myself to feel the neediness. Because our power is given away not by what we feel, but in feeling like thinking that we can't feel that. And so then we want something else to help us not feel that. And that is when we give our power away. If you find someone else to sleep with or someone to make you feel better, if you call your friends and ask them to fill you up unconsciously, just with vibration, versus just allowing them to be there as support, there's a difference and you know it. If you feed yourself in a way that you're asking to fill you up versus you're feeding yourself what is just healthy and your body is asking for in that moment, there's a difference. And when we give our power away to food or other people or life, that is when we are not realizing how divine we really are. But if we can sit with whatever we are feeling, that is when we know and we get to learn and experience that we have the strength and the courage to be with that. And that is when we get to look at whatever is coming up and see what message of love it has for us. That is when we learn true acceptance, which is truly what this whole spiritual journey is about. And in this spiritual journey, so many of us, I know I was, are fed stories that we just need to find the next limiting belief and find a way to clear that, and then we can do our work in the world, and then we will be ready to record the Facebook Live, and then we'll be ready to do a webinar or to run that event or to serve that client. And I have cancelled sessions with clients in the past because I felt that contraction in my heart, and I thought that that meant that I was not good enough or not spiritual enough to serve. And now I recognize that whatever is coming up is exactly what I'm being gifted by my divine self to be of service in the world. That is a part of not only my spiritual awakening, but also everyone else's around me as well. And that there is nothing that I need to get rid of in order to serve. Yes, we can still uncover limiting beliefs and release them. In fact, it's like, you know, uncovering our fear and releasing that, transmuting that into love. That's what we're here for. We're on Earth school, baby. That is what we're going to do for the rest of our lives. But thinking that we need to uncover that limiting belief, like I thought for so long, I was like, I'm so close, just this last one. And then I will be at a whole new level in my life. But it doesn't work like that. We are going to continue to uncover new limiting beliefs, new layers of fear for the rest of our lives. And the second that we get through all of those things that we are meant to see, uncover, meet, and release and transmute in this lifetime, that's when we don't need to be on Earth school anymore. That's when we leave. So there is not going to be a stage in our lives where we're not going to wake up at some point and feel contraction in our hearts. Like, yeah, days where we don't, weeks, maybe even months. But we are still going to feel contraction at some point. And that contraction does not make us any less divine. It is the divine gifting itself to us. It is an act of love that we can feel that. And running from it, that's when we give our power away. There is nothing that is wrong. But if anything was going to be unhelpful on your spiritual journey, it would be running from it. And maybe people who talk in the background while I record. There is nothing that can ever go wrong on your journey. But if anything was going to be unhelpful, it would be running from it, because that is when we give our power away. Feeling like there is something wrong when we feel some ickiness in our heart, or maybe you feel it in your gut, or I don't know, in your elbow, I don't care where you feel it. But if you feel something that feels less than light and love as your perception of what that is, because it always is love, but if you feel something that you think that you should not be feeling or that is not pleasant to feel, and you think that something has gone wrong in order for you to feel that, that is your belief that you are separate from the divine. That is your belief that you are, like, you're still buying into the idea that you are not commanding your universe and everything that happens inside of it. Your divine self gave you that pain, that fear, that hurt, that jealousy, that guilt, that betrayal, that shame. It does not mean that you need to hold on to it, but it does not mean that anything has gone wrong if you feel it. And the gift is found in when we can look at that, feel that, embrace that as a gift to ourselves. And then we get the wisdom, and then we get the expansion that comes after the contraction. We cannot run from our shadow and call ourselves light workers. Otherwise, we're running from the very thing that we are here to bring more light to. We must embrace all of it and know that we will never be done, because our very nature is creation. We will continually expand in this lifetime and beyond this lifetime. So we won't be done, but we are perfect right now. So the next time that you feel anything like loneliness, anything like neediness, anything like fear or hurt or guilt, I invite you to place your palms on the center of your chest and say thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up to teach me something, to show me something. If it's anger, thank you for helping me to set boundaries. Thank you for giving me this energy and this power. If it's sadness, thank you for helping me feel more love and to come home to my inner child. And I must laugh, because right now I am having so many noises around me that were not here when I started recording. Like, I think they are playing drums somewhere inside of this resort. So I need to also live my truth and say thank you, noises, because there must be a reason that you are showing up. And I feel like maybe it is to really create this energetic transmission of, I woke up this morning feeling fear. I can feel so many things around me that are not perfect, because I want to give you the most perfect audio recording that I can so that you really can embrace this. But the energetic transmission of embracing the imperfection of being divinely perfect in a human experience would probably not be as powerful if everything around me was perfect. So I welcome all of this, because I am right now breathing into all of this and letting you know that nothing has ever gone wrong. Everything around you is working for your awakening and for the awakening of all. So thank you to each of our emotions that show up as the teachers that they are. Thank you to each of you for being courageous enough to feel your emotions. We are so much more powerful when we realize that there is nothing that we need to fix about ourselves. Continual expansion is amazing and joyous, and the reason that we incarnated, and probably the reason that we exist in general. But there is nothing that we need to fix. You are perfect just as you are. So that is how I realized that there was nothing that I needed to seek. I just needed to realize that this moment right now is perfect. There is no cure, no limiting belief that I need to clear, nothing outside of myself that I need. I am not seeking. I mean, of course I still am, because I am human, and so I forget and then I start seeking and then I realize again. But more and more I am embodying the knowledge that there is nothing that I need to seek. And that has made me so much more powerful in every moment. And I want to go back to, so then how do I deal with the experience and the feeling of being lonely, and where do I feel that it comes from? I still experience loneliness, and where I feel it comes from is when I leave my own experience and pay attention to my external world. So if I feel loneliness in any moment, I realize that is because I have left myself. And again, that loneliness is an opportunity for me to come back to myself and show myself more love and more compassion. Anything that I think that I need outside of myself, like human company, human connection, when I feel like I really, really need it, like I'm craving it, and I need it to fill me up, instead, I come home to myself and I give myself that. I just cut out the intermediary. So what I feel that I want from not being lonely what that loneliness is showing me is that I need to come back home and give that to myself. So what would you feel if you were someone, were with someone who really got you and who really loved you? And then instead of asking someone else to give that to you, how can you come back to yourself and give that to yourself? Because really everything that we desire on in our external reality is us thinking that we need this external thing to give us that feeling that we are going to get from it. But we can cut out the intermediary and just give it to ourselves. Yeah. So I regularly have date nights with myself where I give myself a full evening of like lights off, candles on, and dancing and moving my body and journaling and just putting my hands on my heart and feeling how I feel, giving myself the presence that I am desiring from someone else. That's what I do with my loneliness. I come back home. My loneliness just means that I've put my presence onto someone else or something else, and I just need to bring it back to myself. And it is a daily practice, noticing when I do it, coming back home, noticing when I do it, coming back home. So that is what I wanted to share with you today. The biggest thing that I have ever realized in this lifetime, maybe beyond, okay, so there's so many things. The biggest thing that I've realized in the last few months is that there is nothing wrong when I feel something icky and contracted in my body. It is a sign and a message and a gift of love from my divine self to further my awakening, and I am still wholly and completely perfect in that moment, right there and then. Thank you so much for listening to my first ever solo podcast, and I would really, 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 really love your feedback, because this is the first one. So if you want more, let me know. And if you don't want more, let me know as well. I'm so open to either. I feel like I've just been rambling on, and I would love to know if it has been of value to you to listen. So please send me an email, connect@aninspiredlife.com.au. I would love to hear your feedback, because really this show is all about you and you living your most divine inspired life. So if this has served you, let me know. And if it hasn't, let me know. I won't take it personally. I might, but then I'll just process that, clear that, and come back to love and continue to serve you. So I'm going to still record a secret episode, but it won't be the same kind of thing. What I will do is record a secret episode to help you to feel your emotions, a process where you can actually come back home to yourself and feel whatever is going on for you right now. And I'll guide you through that and really set the intention that it is a potent energetic transmission for you of total self-compassion and self-acceptance. So if you would like a secret access to that secret episode and to every other secret episode I've ever done, go to aninspiredlife.com.au/secret, and that is where you will find access. And if you love this podcast and you would like to share it with others, please hit share. Maybe there is someone in your life right now who feels like when they feel that ickiness and contraction that they are separate from the divine, and that is so fucking bullshit. So I would love for them to know that they are the divine in every moment and nothing has ever gone wrong, and you hitting share can make that happen for them. If you would like to join hundreds of other spiritual, not seekers, but finders, there is nothing to seek warriors, and lightworkers, then please head to the Facebook group Lightworkers Rising, where we embrace all of it, the shadow and the light, and we do that together, and we really support and love each other through that. So I would love to see you in there. Come join our tribe. Thank you so much. My name is Kiara Larry. I am a divine change agent, and you can head to aninspiredlife.com.au. if you would like to download a free audio training that I have on there, or if you would like to book a free divine discovery call with me so that I can see if I can serve you in your awakening right now, as it would be my honor to do so. sending you so much love. Place your hands in your heart right now and say, I love you. I love you and thank you and I love you, no matter what you are feeling. See you next week.